This year's Booker Prize for Literature was awarded this evening in London and left the audience delighted and stunned.
Well, there is genuine shock in the room, I can tell you, because no one expected the judges to split the prize as much as anything, because the rules explicitly forbid it.
The joint winners are Bernardine Evaristo for her novel Girl, Woman, Other, and Margaret Atwood for The Testaments. It was Atwood's second win for the highest literary prize in the English language. Hoping for his second win tonight was Salman Rushdie. Sure, the Booker is a long way from reality television, but that's one of the themes of his nominated novel, Quixote. The story is about an American road trip based on Don Quixote with a heavy dose of reality TV. The BBC's Vincent Dowd has more.
So much for being here. I'm just so incredibly proud of
Salman Rushdie is winner of a previous Booker Prize, of the 1993 Booker of Bookers Award, and the 2008 Best of Booker. But at home in Manhattan, he's been watching a lot of trash TV.
Shut it down.
It was all research in aid of his new 15th novel, Quixote.
Since I have a character whose mind is being poisoned by reality TV, I had to do my due diligence. So I actually did watch really upsetting quantities of Real Housewives and Kardashians and Bachelors and Bachelorettes. I think of the Real Housewives, the ones from Atlanta are the most enjoyable.
Now I want you to be happy.
Thank you.
I do not care.
All I'm saying is the joke in the spiritual temple.
It was not a joke.
The Booker-nominated Quixote tells a story based on Don Quixote. Sam Duchamp is a hack writer writing about Ismail's Smile, or Quixote. He is an Indian-American pharmaceutical sales rep who falls in love with a TV star and drives across America to find her in New York, the city the authors called home for 20 years. So, is Rushdie now a New Yorker, or still, deep down, an Indian?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of us Indians in New York, you know. I've always identified with cities, in a way, more than with countries, you know. So I feel very much a sense of belonging in Bombay, which I still call that, and in London and in New York. They're all places where I feel I have very deep roots.
Were you trying to give a big, as it were, cinemascope picture of America?
It's interesting that you say cinemascope, because I use that kind of film metaphor all the time to myself. Even while I was writing the previous novel, The Golden House, I was saying to myself, next time you have to get out of the 212 area code and explore this huge and varied and problematic country. Yes, the background is America as it is in this rather crazy moment. What I feel is that when reality becomes as strange as it has become, when it becomes a kind of unreality, you can't go on writing classically realist novels to describe a very unclassical and unrealist world.
Has the Trump era changed everything, really, for someone trying to write about America? Maybe not just about America, because you can no longer say, oh, nobody would say that or nobody would do that. It's just not a rational response anymore.
Well, it is, you know, what Quixote calls it, the age of anything can happen. And I do think that that has been unleashed upon us, truthfully, not only in America. Watching the Brexit meltdown from New York, I'm not sure which of our two countries is in worse shape. But certainly that moment of the most improbable things that you would never have dreamt of becoming almost everyday commonplace events is, I think, something that the UK and the US have in common right now.
Writer Salman Rushdie speaking with the BBC's Vincent Dowd.